Culture State Saturday.
We had the debacle with NC State and Boston College.
Ooh, man.
That feels like an eternity. And honestly, for NC State fans, it probably does feel like an eternity.
There's a lot that's happened with NC State football over the last week, too. I mean, just on the field, off the field. So many different things for them. But, yeah, it's I don't know. Maybe because basketball's in the mix now, hockey's in the mix.
Yeah.
So many things are happening in between for us to talk about that these football games seem so far away. But, yes, this whole week has been long.
And the guy who bought the playground known as Twitter doesn't want to let anyone go down the slide anymore. So it's just – it's all a mess. I was doing social media for Bally Sports on Thursday night, just two nights ago, and it felt like I actually texted my boss at Bally, what if Twitter breaks during this game? What do I do? And he's like, I have no idea. Because that was the situation we were really looking
do
at.
Do I still get paid?
Yeah, I'm like, am I on the clock? What am I doing here? Like, exactly. I didn't know. But even there's, you said, basketball's in full swing. We had the Champions Classic where we saw Duke play Kansas in a pretty tight game. They didn't look great, but they were still in a close game. We saw Dariq Whitehead actually play for the first time last night against Delaware in a win for Duke. UNC basketball, really just UNC fans in general are kind of like, hey, our football team's doing great. What's up with our basketball team right now? They're kind of in their feels, both positive and negative right now, at least some of them. I know a lot of them are kind of like, hey, it's early basketball season. It's fine. Things are good. But, man, this past week has just been wild.
Has been.
It's wild.
Speaking of Carolina fans, there was a Carolina fan at WREL yesterday.
Okay.
Came up to me as I was getting prepared for Football Friday during the Duke game. And this is when I think Delaware had pulled it to within 8 or 7 or something like that. He was like, oh, why is this so close? And I looked at him like,
bro.
What? You weren't saying that about your team, your team a few days ago. But, I mean, you know, here's the thing. It's a CAA team, Delaware was. Carolina had some issues with CAA teams. Mm-hmm. UNC Wilmington, Charleston. And basketball is just getting more and more tight, man.
Well, and here's
There's not a lot of difference between the star player at Charleston and, you know, the second best player at Duke, honestly.
Yeah, there isn't.
Honestly.
But also, generally, those teams are older.
Yeah.
They've got more fourth and fifth year guys as opposed to Duke, Carolina, or at least not Carolina because they have most of their guys back. But a case like Duke where they have a lot of just fresh faces in, literally guys fresh out of high school.
Right.
So I will say this regarding early season college basketball. It's way too early to press the panic button, in my opinion.
Oh, for
it's
sure.
way too early.
Because
I know a lot of – there's some people like – especially when a point like, oh, look, Carolina, they're supposed to be number one in the country and this is how they're playing. I'm like – just because you have four starters back, that doesn't mean your team is the exact same. It's just not. Remember, this team didn't get hot until March of last season.
Which means it still could be the exact same.
In terms of that, in terms of how things play out, yes. Yeah. But here's the thing is that early season, UNC, Wilmington, Delaware, they say like, oh, we're going on the road to Carolina. We're going on the road to Duke.
Yeah.
That's no different than when East Carolina getting hyped up or App State getting hyped up for a football game against NC State or UNC at the beginning of the year.
Absolutely.
You're building up to that. Like, that's your Super Bowl, quote unquote, at the beginning of the year. For Carolina and Duke, it's game four. It's game five. That's all it is for them. Now, for Duke, it's like, okay, we're building up for Kansas because it's Kansas. Champions Classic, all that kind of stuff. So I don't put stock really a whole lot into these early season games. The way that Duke looks right now, the way Carolina, the way NC State, the way those teams look right now, it ain't going to be the same come January. And even then, it's not going to be the same come February. So, yeah, I'm not too worried about it.
I will say that, speaking of for early basketball, there is a lot to be encouraged with all three of our local ACC teams.
Yeah.
As far as North Carolina is concerned, yeah, you're winning some close games, but, you know, at the same time, like, this is the type of team that you're probably going to face in the first and second round of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to learn how to beat these types of teams. You have to learn to not overlook these types of teams because Charleston, UNC Wilmington, Gardner Webb, they have the ability to knock people off if you're not playing 100%. So these are still learning situations to get you prepared for later. And then for NC State, a bunch of new guys, they're learning to come together. Jarkel Joyner just went off the other night at going against Florida International. And this is a new new look team that's going to be a little bit smaller but faster and heavy guard play. And then Duke, super young. Only two people from last year coming back, and only one of those people played major minutes.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, you have a completely new team.
Brand new team.
That is learning how to play together. And that game against Kansas could have been a lot worse than what it was. Kansas, let's not forget, the reigning national champions.
Yeah. So, but even they still have a bunch of new guys on their team.
They have a bunch of new guys as well.
It's just the way of college sports.
But it is what it is. I will say this. This was just pushed out.
Okay. Was it on Twitter? Was it on Mastodon? How did this get out here?
ESPN.
Oh, okay.
It may have been on Twitter, but this is where I'm seeing it. Louisville quarterback Brock Doman, he'll start today.
Oh, okay.
Over Malik Cunningham. We knew that was a possibility.
Malik Cunningham.
It looks like that is for sure.
All right. So Malik Cunningham for Louisville missed last week because of a concussion. Now, here's the question. We're going to quickly switch over to football because I wanted to get into NC State football. How'd you lose to Boston College?
Because they can't score points.
Gosh.
They can't score points.
Yeah, okay, so I brought this up last week to you because against Wake Forest, the offense looked pretty good.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, everyone can have a good moment,
mm-hmm.
right? Everyone, every player, every team can have a good moment. Can you follow it up? State didn't last week.
No, they didn't.
They coached scared. They coached super conservative. Like, well, what happened to taking the shots down the field like you did against Wake Forest? That opened up your offense. Where was that? Oh, wait, it wasn't there. I was baffled the fact that Boston College was even in that game. And also, I look back week one, remember when NC State was up by 7 points against East Carolina in the second half at the goal line?
And they had two opportunities to punch it in.
Two opportunities at the goal line. They turned it over one time. I'll give ECU credit on that. You punched the ball out from Jordan Houston. I'll give you full credit on that. But you ran the ball four straight times from the one-yard line and you didn't score when you could have kicked a field goal, knowing that your defense was locking down ECU. Kicked a field goal, go up 10. Well, late in the second quarter, 14-7, Dave Doran, kick the field goal, go up 10. You know your defense is going to shut down Boston College with their backup quarterback. Yep. I understand you were playing with a freshman backup yourself, but your defense is better than Boston College's offense. Take the 10-point lead. Like, you didn't learn from week one. It almost cost you week one. You're lucky that ECU missed a couple kicks, but it came back to bite you in the tail against Boston College last week. That's the way I view it. Because, and then you crushed them on those first couple drives. You're up 14-0, and then all of a sudden you're just like, who are you?
Well, maybe they're overthinking it because remember, like,
yeah.
we were just saying, or just had a discussion recently about going for it. You know, I forgot mm-hmm. which game we were talking about.
I'm generally going for it.
You need to score, you know, six.
Yeah.
But also, we just said earlier today, they're not scoring points. So when you think about scoring points, you're not thinking about three. You're thinking about six.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times you just need to walk away with the three.
Yeah, exactly.
And that gives you all the confidence in the world. Walk away with the three. Certain points of the game, just go for the three and you have it. You never know how that could save you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just brought up two examples. You go for the three, you get the three, and now you're in late game situations that you were in against ECU, against Boston College.
Yeah.
It's not the same. Now you don't have to count on ECU missing a kick for you to win.
Now, I know, you know, about to wrap up this segment here, but I know a lot of people were upset about the pass interference call against Drake Thomas. I get it, 50-50 call, but me being the closet mixed martial arts fan that I am, there's always the term, never leave it in the hands of the officials. Never leave it in the hands of the judges because you never know what they're going to decide to call.
Yeah.
Finish the fight yourself. You had a chance to finish off Boston College earlier, and you didn't do it, and sure enough, that's what happened to you.
Yep.
That's what happened. Anyway, Jack Chambers might be starting for NC State today because it looks like MJ Morris might be dealing with a lower body injury.
Did you see how that potentially came about?
I did not.
There is a video on Twitter. I need to try to find that, but somebody put it out there.
Does it still exist?
I need to try to find it. I'm pretty sure it should, but it looked like one of the Boston College players at that goal line stand
mm-hmm.
had a hold on MJ Morris's knee and was yanking it while it was planted in the ground. So we don't know if that's where it happened.
Yeah.
But that's where some fans kind of went through the film, looked at it, was like, this could possibly be it. So, we'll see.
So, yeah. NC State in action against Louisville. Duke's at Pitt. Georgia Tech takes on UNC today. We'll tap into those a little bit later on. Charles Whitfield, North Carolina Music Hall of Fame, also related to Fred Whitfield of the Charlotte Hornets, is going to join us at 10:30. Kaylee Kurtz, North Carolina Courage defender, going to be in studio right here with Chris and I at 11:30 today. But, Chris, every week, even though this week felt like forever, there's still a lot to celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
Chris's Raise Up Top 5 next here on Culture State.
Culture State Saturday.
I guess it's, I should start buying presents for people, maybe.
You should. You should.
Maybe.
That's when I'm going to start soon. By the way, that song is coming out very soon.
Okay.
You should be able to hear that song.
Who's it by?
It's by Jay Gunn.
Okay.
He is from Durham, North Carolina. Okay. If you know anything about local hip hop, you have probably heard of Jay Gunn before.
All right.
And he says that is going to drop on 11/22.
Okay.
You can pre-save on all of the platforms right now. It's called Nothing Like Christmas. Jay Gunn, Joshua Gunn from Durham, North Carolina.
Okay. So the 22nd, so that's Tuesday next week. Check it out.
Is that Tuesday?
Yeah. Okay, check it out. So Tuesday, there you go. Christmas music. It's for the people. You know what else is for the people? A Thug Tear. I can't see him coming down my Speaking eyes, of Christmas. So I gotta make the song cry. You know what I like at Christmas, Chris? I can't see
him coming down my Presents. Eyes, so eggnog.
No, cry. Not eggnog. Snow.
No,
I love snow. My Thug Tear this week, Chris, is the fact. I know there's going to be like 6 feet of snow up in Buffalo, but I love watching football when it's snowing. It is the best television.
No, it's not.
I don't care if the game is like the product in terms of it's not that good, but snow football is fun.
Nope.
It is fun.
Nope.
It is. Why don't you like it?
Because snow is stupid.
Cold
weather is stupid.
Whoa. No, it's not.
I'm a tropical person, man.
Well, I'm a thick boy, and I need some cold. Okay?
No, man. I can't do it. I'm not participating in this Thug Tier.
Fine, I'll shed it.
Shed your Thug Tier.
I do.
I got stuff to celebrate.
Okay, well, let's celebrate then. Let's go. Let's hit Chris's Raise Up Top 5.
So if you're not familiar with the Raise Up Top 5, this is where we take the top moments from the state of North Carolina in the sports world, mm-hmm. and we're going to celebrate these. We're going to talk about these. Before we get to number 5, we have two honorable mentions. Two of them.
Let's go.
Two honorable mentions. So this is basically a top 7. So shout outs to North Carolina Central. Their football team, last Saturday, they beat Norfolk State. Officially, they're going to the Celebration Bowl.
Let's go.
That means I'm going to the Celebration Bowl.
Let's go.
I'm excited about that. A-T-L-A-N-T-A-G-A, that's why I stay. March, live.
Can anyway. I come?
Sure, come along.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Yes!
And more than likely, they're going to go against Jackson State in prime time, but that hasn't been determined yet officially, but more than likely, that's who it will be. So we're excited about that. Congratulations to them. Another honorable mention. It wasn't actually the state of North Carolina, but you guys know I'm from Greensboro. I represent the 336, and that means that we beef with somebody.
Yeah.
You know who we beef with?
Jim Boeheim.
Yeah. So anytime something bad happens to Jim Boeheim, Greensboro smiles.
Yeah.
Syracuse lost to Colgate.
Yeah.
80-68 this past week. Greensboro is smiling right now. That's the honorable mention. Shout outs to Greensboro, North Carolina. Let's go to number 5.
Number 5.
Appalachian State.
Uh-oh.
Basketball.
Uh-oh.
Not football, because football's in the dumps right now. They had a big game over Louisville. Now, let's forget that Bellarmine beat Louisville. Let's forget, Wright State beat Louisville.
Nah,
whatever.
That's not the point.
That's not the point. We had a team in our state.
That's right.
They were up on Louisville by a lot. Louisville started to come back, Dennis. And then in the final seconds, Louisville has the ball. I forgot the guy's name, but their guard goes up, and he hits a layup as time expires. But then the referees go back to the monitor. The ball still in his hand at zeros. So that meant that the basket didn't count. Appalachian State gets the win, 61-60. Let's celebrate that. Let's take off our shirts and twist around our head like a helicopter for Appalachian State basketball. Let's go to number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's talk about Tiani Key.
Oh?
She is a redshirt freshman.
Okay.
At the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
She made her college basketball debut this past week against South Carolina State. Now, this is what's so special about her.
Okay.
She was a very highly recruited basketball player coming out of Cary High School.
Okay.
Cary, North Carolina, shouts to her. Last year, North Carolina playing in a closed scrimmage game. Apparently, she was dicing up the competition. Never had an answer for her, but then she tears her ACL out for the season in that closed scrimmage game. Never got a chance to show what she could do on the court. She had her season debut, her college debut, 13.7 rebounds for her
as
UNC beats South Carolina State 93-25. Let's take off our shirt, twist around our head like a helicopter for Tiani Key. Let's go to number three. Check, baby, one, two, three. Duke was really looking forward to having Dariq Whitehead.
Yeah.
He broke his foot in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. But if you're going to break your foot anywhere, you might as well break it at Duke because they fixed foot breaks faster than anybody else.
Oh, do they?
Oh, my gosh. You remember? Okay. Do you remember when Elton Brand broke his foot in the middle season?
That's
and he was
right.
supposed to be out for the whole season, comes back for a great NCAA tournament run?
That's right. I forgot about
Duke
that.
Duke will fix a broken foot now.
Clearly.
I mean, they got bionic folks like on deck over there.
All
at Duke.
Right.
And they gave one to Dariq Whitehead. It made his season debut last night. Duke beat Delaware in the process of take off our shirts and twist around our head like a helicopter for Dariq Whitehead. Let's go to number two.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Shout out to his teammate, Flip Kyle Filipowski. He became the first Duke player to ever do this. You'd think maybe Marvin Bagley. You would think maybe Carlos Boozer. You'd think maybe Sheldon Williams. You maybe think Mike Jaminski. You maybe think Zion Williamson. But these players never did this. Paolo Banchero, these players never did this. Kyle Filipowski became the first Duke freshman to start his career with three consecutive double-doubles.
Really?
He's the first one. Think about all the good forwards and bigs that's come through Duke. Not only just throughout their history, but specifically over the last 15 years.
Yeah.
He's the first one to do it. Let's take off our shirt and twist around our head like a helicopter for Mr. Flip, Kyle Filipowski. Let's go to number one. Did you ever watch Drake and Josh growing up?
The show?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't either.
Okay.
But I know it was a show.
Okay.
I think on Nickelodeon, maybe.
No.
But we're watching another show.
I was a Kenan and Kel kid.
I was a Kenan. See?
Respect.
That's because we were born in the 80s. 86. Okay. Now that we've told our age, there's another Drake and Josh show right now that's happening.
Oh, yeah.
And it is amazing to watch, man. It might get broken up after this year.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't because this is a beautiful show. It's almost watching Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill,
mm-hmm.
right? You've got Drake May, Josh Downs, and that is the reason why Wake Forest lost last. I mean, Wake Forest had no answer for that.
No.
Drake May, 31 of 49 passing, 448 yards, Jeez. Three touchdowns. Who do those three touchdowns go to? Josh Downs, 11 catches, 154 yards, those three touchdowns. And UNC beats Wake Forest 36-34. I was there in person in the Trafo.
Mm-hmm.
Wake Forest only scored Trafo. UNC got three. Not another three, but then a six. Like how I did that. Like how I did that right there. And Carolina gets the win. Let's take off our shirt, twist around our head like a helicopter for the new Drake and Josh. That is your Raise Up Top 5 of the week. We love celebrating the state of North Carolina. Let's do it.
It was a good pit stop for UNC on their schedule going to Wake Forest.
Be quiet. Be quiet.
It was a great pit stop.
You almost made me lose my job just now. Almost said something I couldn't say on radio.
It's okay. Is that dump button prime there, Graham? Just want to make sure. Okay, give me the thumbs up. That's good to know. You can have your shirt back, by the way. Speaking of North Carolina, Charlotte Hornets struggling a little bit. We're going to go down to the 704 with our man Charles Whitfield. Not only does he know Hornets, also North Carolina Music Hall of Fame inductee.
Yeah.
Culture State Saturday.